A podfic of After the Facts, written by Liger Cat, read by Podfic Fair 28. Summary. The aliens have been rounded up, but that doesn't mean it's over. End of summary. Candace yawned, dragging her feet a bit as she headed for the kitchen. Yesterday had been a long day, between the whole being kidnapped by aliens, saving the world from the aliens, and then spending the rest of the afternoon trying to keep Mom from seeing any of the news stories about the aliens. Trying to keep the boys from being busted was turning out to be more exhausting than trying to bust them. Phineas and Ferb were sitting quietly at the table as Dad read a newspaper. She might have to make that disappear before Mom saw it. And Mom stood by the stove. Weirdly, she didn't smell any food cooking. She mumbled out a "Morning," around another yawn. Three heads turned towards her as Dad lowered the paper and four pairs of white eyes staring unseeingly at her. Her own eyes shooting wide, Candace took a step backwards. "No!" She could see the spores now, floating around them, around everything. "No! We won! It was us against the universe, and we won!" Another step back, and she slammed into something. Hands grabbed her, spinning her. A green face leered at her in a parody of friendliness. "Didn't I tell you I'd take care of them, sister?" Candace screamed. It died in her throat as she realized it was dark. There was something soft under her and covering her legs. The part of her mind that wasn't gripped in panic whispered, "Bed." Her quick breath slowed as the realization sunk in. It was just a dream. Wasn't it? Looking over at the closed door, she was overcome with the urge to go check. They had to be okay. She knew better than anybody that her brothers could take care of themselves. Most of the time. Of course they were fine. Still, she slipped out of bed, not even bothering to find her slippers, before hurrying for the hall and then her brother's room. The door was cracked open, as it normally was at night, to let Perry come and go as he pleased. Candace peeked in. The little light coming in from the window was enough to see the outlines of them in bed. But did that mean they weren't being mind-controlled? Her hand gripped the door. She shouldn't go in and wake them. She really shouldn't. She wasn't sure how that line of thinking led to her standing in their room. Next to Ferb's bed. Hand posed to shake his shoulder. Yeah, this was not the plan she'd had in mind. Snatching her hand back at the last second, she tried to think of a different way to check. "Candace?" The sleepy mutter came from the other bed. "What are you doing?" The bedside lamp switched on, and she was met with two tired but concerned expressions. Well, Phineas was concerned. She was mostly guessing with Ferb. Eyes flickering between them, she stammered out, "I just wanted to check on you, Phineas frowned before something clicked, and he sat up straighter. "Candace, did you have a nightmare?" "What?" "No," she laughed. It sounded forced even to her. "I just wanted to make sure that you guys weren't having one." Her brothers exchanged a look before Phineas smiled at her. "We weren't, but I think we might sleep better if you stayed in here with us." "Really?" It came out too excited, and she regrouped. "I mean, yeah, if that would make you feel better, I can stay. At least until you fall back asleep or something." Still smiling, Phineas hopped out of his raft bed. Ferb scooted over on his. Candace stared at the twin bed. "Phineas, I don't think we're all going to fit. Only one way to find out." Relenting, she climbed in next to Ferb, with Phineas quickly claiming her other side. It was something of a tight fit, but she felt better than being alone in her room. Ferb turned off the light. Candace's eyes were starting to drift shut when they suddenly snapped open with the realization that something was missing. "Hey, where's Perry?" End of story. If you enjoyed this podfic, I would really appreciate knowing, and I'm sure the author would also appreciate knowing if you enjoyed the fic. Now, I did mess up a few times, so there's going to be bloopers here at the end in 3, 2, 1. Trying to keep the boys from being busted was turning out to be more exhausting than... Exhausting? Upturned Australian. Okay. Or something. Still, she slipped out of bed, not even bothering to find her slippers before hurrying for the hall. Sorry, that was my knees. Eyes flickering between them, she stammered out, "I just wanted to check..." That was terrible. "I just wanted to make sure that you guys weren't... You guys..." "Really?" It came out too excited, and she grew up. Relenting, she climbed in next to Ferb, with Phineas quickly claiming... Okay. Candace's eyes were starting to drift shut when she... That's the end of the podfic. Thank you for listening. Bye.